Morning, John. How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What is that?
It's the start of a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Yes, it is. You're playing around with some samples at the moment, John.
I'm just playing around with my guitar.
Oh, nice. Nice. Can you belt out a bit of a tune?
Sure. Yeah, here we go.
Fantastic. Listen to that. That sounds awesome. Is that your slide guitar?
Yeah.
Fantastic, man. That sounds awesome.
Cool.
Mate, are you gearing up, getting ready to go on out on a massive tour? I know you're playing the big day out, and you're playing Tumworth real soon.
At the moment, I'm getting ready to play a solo show tonight at the Botanic Gardens in Sydney for the Arias, and then we do the Arias, and then we go to the US straight after that for a month, and then we come back and play Tamworth and Big Day Out.
Now, look, you know, I've got to ask you about this because you're one of the only artists that actually taking a break from the Big Day Out, and you're actually going to be coming to Tumworth during the Big Day Out tour. Do you find that it's going to be a difficult thing?
No, I like it, man. I like it. I like the fact that, you know, the JBT can go to, you know, say something like a Port Ferry Folk Festival, play the Big Day Out Rock Festival, play Tamworth Festival, and then play some blues festival somewhere. We've always been a very eclectic band that can kind of fit into any community, I think that's been one of our strengths, and definitely, you know, for me, I don't know what you're like, but I love everything from, you know, hip hop, reggae, country music, and heavy metal, and so for me, it works perfectly. I get to be part of it all.
Well, you sure do. You've been to Tumworth before, and you must have a very, very good association with the place. You must love it.
Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, I have a lot of respect for, you know, roots music, and I think, you know, roots music, you know, I think country music is, you know, a huge part of that. You know, I think without country music, I definitely wouldn't have a huge gamut of musical influence that, you know, would have never hit me if I didn't have that. So, you know, people like Johnny Cash and, you know, Gillian Welsh and, you know, a million other great, great country artists out there, Willie Nelson, you name it, there's a lot of them out there. It's, you know, there's a wealth of influence and just great soul. I'm a lover of soul music, and I think country music has a lot of soul. And it's like any music, though, you know, whether it's blues, rock and roll, hip hop, or, you know, or country. There's a lot of crap out there, but there's a lot of gems in there if you go looking around, you know. And Troy Cassidaly is one of them. He's an absolute gem. You know, Hank Williams. You know, there's some real soulful players out there.
Keith Urban as well, who you have played with before.
Yeah, Keith's a great guy. I mean, he's a absolute sweetheart. I don't say that about many people, but he's a really nice guy. Same with Troy. Troy Cassidaly, he's a top bloke.
Well, look, the reason why I asked you about that sort of thing as well is because, you know, you do this thing called the JBC. Now, you're very knowledgeable when it comes to sifting through music because that's basically what you do is you basically try and fund people. Now, would you ever look at funding perhaps a country music artist?
Our fund is open to any style of music, you know, and we've definitely had, you know, alternative country bands apply. I'm sure we've funded them. You know, we've had a lot of applications over the years, and I can't remember all of them because I can't physically go through all of them, so I go through them with my team. But, yeah, man, we'll fund anybody that, as I said, once again, has soul and has a fighting spirit, a hard-working spirit. I think what we like to do is fund people who are going to make their dreams come true anyway. You know, we can't babysit anybody, you know, but we want to help out people who are motivated, and if that's a country music artist or a hip-hop artist, we really don't care as long as, you know, there's some, you know, that X factor without quoting, you know, a really crappy TV program. You know, it's just something special, some soulful element. We'd love to be a part of that, you know, in some way or another.
Oh, exactly right. And look, you know, something that you love being a part of is, of course, playing live. And you are known for your full-on live performances. They are absolutely amazing, and they are spellbinding, I can tell you that. Now, John, I've got to ask you, mate, what are you going to do this time around that's a little bit different with your new tour?
You know what? I mean, we're not one of these bands that kind of comes back every tour with a new trick, you know, or, you know, we do what we do and we try to do it to the best of our ability, you know, and hopefully as the years go on, we get better. And so hopefully what you'll see is maybe a deeper performance, but we're not going to come back with, you know, scantily dressed women hanging from the ceiling and, you know, and face paint on. we're gonna come and do what we do to the best of our ability, and that's be musicians and you know, be singer-songwriters and performers and basically try to have a special moment with the audience. I think that's the most important thing we can do. Rather than try to impress them with bells and whistles, we'll try to just to connect with them on a very deep and, you know, soulful level. I'm going to overuse the word soulful, but, you know, I think it's an important aspect of being a human being.
There is
to, you know, be alive and have your soul kind of, you know, active.
Well, the reason why I ask you about, you know, something a bit different is because, you know, perhaps Zebra, now with added extra guitar solo.
An extra added guitar solo?
Yeah.
Zebra, oh, it's a different guitar solo. I mean, the different thing about this time, I mean, the obvious difference is I have a different trio. So in that sense, there's going to be a whole different kind of feel to, you know, what I already do, you know. There's going to be a lot that hasn't changed. I mean, there's going to be, you know, slight differences, and there's obviously a whole bunch of new songs, and so yeah, you know, there's all that, all the obvious stuff I guess I should have mentioned when you asked that question.
Now look, your album has gone platinum. It is called April Rising, of course. Now how did you celebrate not only getting your album going platinum, but also knowing that you've got the track Close to You as the most played Australian song on radio this year?
How did I celebrate? I'm always working. You know, when we found out we went platinum, we went down to a pub in Adelaide, you know, the night before we played our Adelaide show, and, you know, we shared a few Guinnesses, and I bought dinner for my crew, and you know, it's a strange, surreal thing. You know, you just get on with the job. You know, we're just human beings doing what we do, and it's not like we go out in the town and put our tuxedos on and rent a helicopter and, you know, I don't know, skydive from the bloody Sydney Opera House or something. I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, we're just workers, you know? We're pretty simple folk musicians in that sense, you know? We just do what we do, you know? I guess that's what I always loved about Slim Dusty in a way. It was just, you know, he just went out there and he just did his thing, you know? And if it meant he brought his family out there with, the convoy of caravans, just, you know, he's a down-to-earth kind of guy, and I think that's what we all are, you know, my crew in the band, we do what we do, and you know, trying to not make a big deal out of it, you know, make a big fuss out of it, but, you know, at the same time, we pinched ourselves and cheered our glasses and said, hey, good work. We're doing something right, obviously.
Well, the reason why I ask you that is because, you know, with Close to You being one of the most played Australian songs on air this year, closely followed by Revolution, of course, and One Way Road, do you find that you're singing along when you hear the songs because you can't escape them?
Oh, I mean, they're my songs. They're my little babies. I have a completely biased relationship with my music, you know. It's either I love it or I hate it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I hear it on the radio and, you know, if I'm by myself, I'll listen to it. If I'm around a bunch of other people, it's a bit embarrassing to be bopping out to your own music. So, you know, it just depends on what situation I'm in.
I was going to ask you, like, do you pick up the guitar and say, hey, this is what I did here, you know?
No, that's I guess that's the definition of being a punce.
That's true. That's true. Well, are we going to look forward to hearing any sort of Warner Brothers licks in you know, any of your songs when you come to Tamworth?
Maybe.
Looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I can't wait. Of course, tickets are on sale right now for John Butler. He plays here on Wednesday, the 19th of January. And, of course, check out his platinum album as well, April Rising. It's in stores right now. And, John Butler, thank you so much for joining us this morning on The Grill.
No worries, Scotty. You take care, man. Thanks for your time.
Oh, you too, man. It's Scotty's Morning Grill on 92.9.